Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Blame It on the Stars, where we give you an inside look to what's going on in the universe so you can blame your problems on the stars. It is Jade here.
And it's Kara.
And this week, we'll be doing an entire episode dedicated to Saturn returns. This is another bonus episode in our new series that's all about planetary returns. So why this new series? We get a lot of questions pretty often about all types of planetary returns, from Mercury returns, Mars returns, pretty much all types of planetary returns. So whenever there is a slow week in the stars where nothing's really happening, we wanted to make this series to answer your most asked questions about planetary returns.
Since there is no major transits happening this week, next week we will be back on track talking about Mercury in Aries and the new moon in Pisces and how both of those transits affect you.
And with that being said, let's dive into the episode. So what is your Saturn return? Your Saturn return is essentially a new cycle where there are new beginnings around Saturn themes. Those Saturn themes include discipline, responsibility, karma, and our maturity.
Saturn returns happen when Saturn is in the same sign as it was at the time that you were born. So if you take a look at your birth chart and see what sign Saturn's in, when Saturn is back in that sign, then you are experiencing your Saturn return. There is one particular part of the Saturn return that is more intense than the rest of it. That is when Saturn is at the same degree and in the same sign as Saturn in your birth chart. This is called the conjunction. And again, it's the most intense part of your return where the energy is the most prominent in your life.
So how often do you experience a Saturn return? Your Saturn return happens roughly every 29 and a half years, which is why they say that being 29 is one of the more challenging years of your life. It's because of the Saturn return. We'll get more in depth into what you can expect with the Saturn return in just a moment. But as Kara had mentioned, the conjunction is the most intense and significant part of the Saturn return. And since Saturn can and will retrograde and move forward, the likelihood of you experiencing that conjunction more than once within the 3-year period that Saturn is in the same sign as it is in your birth chart is a little bit higher, but more or less you can expect every 29 and a half years to experience the Saturn return.
So what can you expect during your Saturn return? Your Saturn return is going to affect lots of different parts of your life. During this time, you might go through a period of self-reflection where you are reflecting on your identity, the choices that you've made, your path, and goals that you set for yourself. This can lead to a better understanding of who you are and where you're headed. You might find that your life choices are aligned with your personal goals and aspirations, or you might find that you took a bit of a detour and you want to make some adjustments in order to get back on track.
Since Saturn is often associated with discipline, responsibility, and maturity, as we mentioned earlier in the episode, during your Saturn return, you might feel that you're taking on bigger responsibilities or more responsibilities in your personal or even professional life. At the same time, if you're somebody who tends to want to avoid responsibility, you may feel as though you now are in a situation where you have to confront that responsibilities are a part of life and maybe address why you have been avoiding taking responsibility.
As a result of taking responsibility and becoming more mature, you might find that there's also a lot of endings and new beginnings coming your way as you are making adjustments and changes. This is typically a time where people are making significant life changes, whether that's in your relationships or your career or moving. These changes can be challenging, which you might already know and expect just because Saturn returns are known for being very challenging parts of our lives, but they also can offer opportunities for growth and new beginnings.
So with that being said, Saturn is also associated with building a really solid foundation for your future. So during a Saturn return, as you are making these significant life changes, you're also thinking about what your new long-term goals are and how you can really lay the groundwork for you to be successful in the future. So while things might be feeling really serious and there are a lot of challenges that you might be addressing, at the same time, you're also making sure that you have a nice, solid, stable ground for you to grow in the next chapter of your life.
Because Saturn is known for bringing about challenges and limitations, you might find that as you are trying to set a solid foundation for yourself or build upon the one that you already have created, that there are new obstacles or setbacks. This might cause you to have to confront fears or feelings and things that come up as you are experiencing these challenges. Ultimately, this will lead to a lot of growth in your personal life or in your professional life. However, that is easier said than done. And it's really important that you are taking care of yourself as you are working to make these changes in your life.
Now, I don't want this to sound all too scary for everybody listening. If you've ever gotten a reading with me, then you know exactly what I'm about to say, which is that Saturn is a difficult planet, but it works with you as you work with it. Those of you who've got a reading from me, that probably sounded familiar. But the truth is that as you lean into the Saturn energy and embrace the lessons that Saturn is trying to teach you and embrace these challenges head on, then your Saturn return will not feel as difficult than if you try to resist what Saturn is trying to teach you. Ultimately, by the end of your Saturn return, you will most likely emerge significantly stronger, wiser, and more resilient. People often say that after their Saturn return, life gets a little bit easier. That's even more true if you're somebody who has heavy Saturn influence in their chart, whether you've got Saturn in your first house, you've got a Capricorn placement or Aquarius placement. And by placements, you know I'm referring to Sun, Moon, Rising, Mercury, Venus, and or Mars. However, I will say this is probably more true for the big three Capricorn, Aquarius placements. But regardless, lean into the challenges that Saturn has to offer you, and you will come out of this a lot more mature and, like I said, stronger, wiser, and more resilient. Your Saturn return doesn't have to be a part of your life that feels defeating.
Since your Saturn return is very personal and it will depend on the sign that it's in and what house it is in your birth chart, we're going to give a brief overview of what your Saturn return means through the elements and the houses so that you can begin to decode and better understand what your Saturn return means to you.
So starting off, if you have your Saturn in Aries, Leo, or Sagittarius, the fire signs, then your Saturn return might include you becoming more serious about your passions and finding out what is blocking you from being brave.
If your Saturn is in an earth sign, Taurus, Virgo, or Capricorn, then your Saturn return is about assessing your need for stability and practicality. It also can enhance your grounded nature.
If your Saturn is in an air sign, Gemini, Libra, or Aquarius, then your Saturn return has much more of a focus on your communication and your intelligence. You might notice that you're confronting your communication style and working to find a more effective way to share your ideas.
If your Saturn is in a water sign, so that would be Cancer, Scorpio, or Pisces, then your Saturn return is about embracing your emotional intelligence and intuition. It also is a good time to further develop your creativity and to take any creative hobbies that you have more seriously.
And now for the houses, if you have Saturn in the first house, then your Saturn return has a lot of themes surrounding yourself, your identity, and how you portray yourself to the world.
If you have Saturn in your second house, then your Saturn return is about your values and self-worth.
If your Saturn is in the third house, then your Saturn return is about how you communicate with others and how you learn.
If you have Saturn in the fourth house, then your Saturn return is about your upbringing and home life.
For those who have Saturn in the fifth house, then your Saturn return in the fifth house will be about your creativity, your hobbies, and your ability to have fun.
If you have Saturn in the sixth house, then your Saturn return is all about your work life, your routines, habits, and overall wellness.
If you have Saturn in the seventh house, then your Saturn return has themes of relationships, all types of relationships.
And if you have Saturn in the eighth house, then your Saturn return has themes of transformation and resiliency.
If your Saturn is in the ninth house, then your Saturn return is about your belief system and your culture.
If you have Saturn in the 10th house, then your Saturn return is focused on your reputation and career.
If you have Saturn in the 11th house, then your Saturn return is about your community and your friends.
And finally, if Saturn is in your 12th house, then your Saturn return is focused on your privacy, alone time, and healing.
And that is it for this week's episode. Just a reminder, next week we'll be talking all about Mercury entering Aries and the new moon in Pisces. So if you want to stay in the loop with us and what's to come, make sure you're following us on Instagram at BLME the stars, and we're also on YouTube. That is all for now, and we'll see you all next Monday.